This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy
94.9. Sammy and I were just saying off to the side then, what a joyous occasion this is. There's just so much joy and happiness in this room.
It really is. It's, the support from the community is absolutely inspiring, and it's an honour to be here.
It really is.
Today. And now moving on to the next award, the Think HQ Media Excellence Award. I don't know whether HQ is short for headquarters or not, but I'm going to say HQ. The Think HQ Media Excellence Award is an essential part of breaking down barriers for the LGBTI community. This is the first of our individual awards and highlights the work of individuals who bring a voice to the community through news and media. The award is brought by communications agency Think HQ, a passionate ally and supporter of the LGBTI community.
Congratulations again to all of the finalists tonight for the Think HQ Media Excellence Award. And the finalists are David McCarthy, a mainstay on Joy 94.9 and the host and lead producer for Saturday Magazine. Matthew Wade, editor of the Star Observer, reporting on and for the LGBTI community. Mark Kearney, a journalist with the Bendigo Advertiser, working to feature LGBTI voices and stories in regional Australia.
I got this one?
I think you got this
okay,
one.
Okay, all right, I got this one.
They are such stunning awards, I've got to say. They're so heavy. Be careful what happens with this after a few sherbets later on.
And the award goes to Mark Kearney, everyone.
Yay!
My name's Mark, and I come from a far-off planet called regional Victoria. This year has been, as a journalist, an at times trying one, and at other times a simply impossible one. And those difficulties, chiefly because of the survey which we're enduring at the moment, have been more pronounced, I think, in regional Victoria, because often this is the first time those conversations are being had in those places, and it's certainly the first time that those conversations are playing out on the front pages of regional newspapers. I must thank my editor, Nicole Ferry, who is brave enough to give me the space and certainly the space in the paper to run these stories and recognise that these are stories that have not been told before and they cut deep to the experience of regional Victorians that belong to the LGBTI community. I also want to thank Alonzo, my partner, who's the greatest source of joy in my life. And in a nutshell, I need to thank a couple of examples of people whose stories I've told this year. I have to thank Ashlyn, the 19-year-old trans woman who confided in me that she not only feared the experience of violence, she expected to become the victim of violence. I have to thank Drew, the 63-year-old man who told me that after 40 years of feeling shunned by his community, he now felt brave enough to stand up and say about his experience of both discrimination and pride in Bendigo. And I also have to thank the 20-year-old woman, Alex, whose experience of this survey saw her admitted to a psych ward in Bendigo. Thank you for sharing your stories. You all have stories to tell. Thank you.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.